full battery.
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Thunder Country weather.
Good Saturday morning to Deep River, Kioma Village, Munterville, and all of southern Iowa. Skies for your day are mostly sunny with a high of 20. Wind chill values are as low as negative 5, with blustery winds gusting as high as 31 miles per hour, bringing you to the overnight, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 1, with wind chill values as low as negative 10. Have a good weekend.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys.
Don't look, doll.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ah, yes, grooving right into this Saturday morning. Good morning to you. Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome into the Coach's Corner. Yes, indeed, we have crash landed once again. Jacob Briggs flying the controls of the mothership. We're not quite UAP yet. Or, you know, an unmanned drone. We have to have Jacob Briggs bringing us in. And, you know, Jacob doesn't crash it. It's usually, he's a pilot, but it's usually this old guy here in the co-pilot seat that watches him do all the work. But we have crash landed here on the north side of the Albia Square. And look at that sun, Jacob. Isn't that beautiful? That is a bright sun. Have you been enjoying the longer days?
Yes, I have.
And have you noticed the sunset and the beautiful orange and purple hue of the... Is that right? It's not U, like not Y-O-U, but H-U-E? Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
You're a college graduate. I got kicked out of Albia High School, so, you know, there are miracles. If you don't believe in God, you can follow my life and you can see there's him to be anywhere near where he's at. There's a miracle. But, yeah, the days are getting longer. Feels good. Mm-hmm. And then we have did we cross 50 yesterday? Did we get across 50?
I want to say we got to about 50, yeah.
Well, did we get across 50?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm expecting you to have that information for me. But you know, it was so nice yesterday and the day before. And then you come out this morning and you look and you peer out and you see the sun is beautiful and shining. And then just avoid stepping outside. Yeah, we live in Iowa. Iowa, home of the schizophrenic weather. You do not know what you're going to get moment to moment. And I guess that makes this place somewhat exciting to live in. Someone said, well, you live in Iowa. It's boring. I said, no. You just stick around a little bit. You don't know what this box of chocolate's going to hold in inside of it. And so when you look out the window this morning, and I hope you've got us tuned in, and if you're in your car driving right now, well, you already know that car probably did not want to start the same way it did yesterday. And you are looking out your windshield and seeing the beautiful sun and enjoying it. It feels good to have that sun beating on your face and on your hands, getting a little of that vitamin D flowing through you, but it is cold outside. So, but the good news, Jacob Briggs, is that I'm a little disappointed. I am, Joe Millage, he's probably listening because he listens to every word I speak, and because he's just waiting to catch me on something.
I say he's careful to have his button.
He's got
the
back of the dump button is he's got the emergency dump button. But Millie's this chair I'm sitting in, by the way, I'm going to just shame him publicly. There's nothing worse than only broadcasting 4 playoff games. Only 4 in this weekend. is to put your broadcaster in a chair that there's no dumpster in the world who has done anything. You could be a dumpster and handled human waste. You could be a dumpster that's handled the most vile byproducts that have ever been produced. And that dumpster does not deserve the treatment it would get by getting this chair in it. This chair is that bad. But only 4 playoff games. So, you know, I guess the good news, and jokingly, the home, your sports leader in Southern Iowa, have all 4 of the playoff games here this weekend. That's good stuff, Jacob. Now, are you going to watch any of the playoffs?
I'm not the biggest football fan in the world, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, there's going to be some good games. You're going to be able to listen to them right here. And, you know, there is something really cool about listening to sports on the radio. I don't know if, you know, I'm just old school. Plus, I'm a guy that speaks to sports on the radio. Maybe there is just this little bias. I doubt it. It's not a bias. There's nothing better, you know. I think, you know, you can close your eyes. And I'll oftentimes, in this truth, when I'm broadcasting, there's the game that people who are in the stands, they got their headsets on, they're watching a game, and then they're probably wondering in their head, they're visualizing something different from the words that I'm using to describe what's been taking place. But one of the beauties of a radio is that you're creating the image in your head. Mm-hmm. And, man, it's just, yeah, we're going to have that all for you. That's going to be great. So you can have the sun shining outside, and the warmth of the indoors, and watch and listen to radio all day long. It's good stuff.
Absolutely,
yeah, good stuff. You know, one thing that I came in here this morning and I realized, Jacob Briggs, because I was thinking about my childhood. Mm-hmm. I had a great childhood, and I had an awesome mother. She's beautiful. And hi, Mom. She's listening. By the way, you probably want to give props to your fan club. Some guys have fan clubs. Mm-hmm. I have a fan. You know, it's singular. You don't have to use it in the plural sense. It's my mom. She listens every Saturday morning. Changes her whole day to make sure that she doesn't miss the show. And but I think about Saturday mornings. One of the things that, as a kid growing up, you'd look forward to on Saturday mornings, and I think about the people who are listening to this show. Most of them probably remember Saturday mornings as a kid growing up. It was you turn the cartoons on. And I asked you this today, you know, and what is your favorite cartoon show? Do you remember Bugs Bunny?
I don't. I mean, I know of Bugs
Wile E. Coyote.
Never watched
Log.
It.
Now, come on, folks. The smartest listening audience in America is going to have to help me this broadcaster. Was it Foghorn? Oh, come on. What? You know, there was a giant chicken, a little chicken. I don't know. Foghorn, Leghorn, I don't know. Yeah, I think that I don't know. I don't know if I've got that right. There are people out there right now just cringing. This guy. And they put him on the radio. They realize now that Millage only put 4 playoff games on, and he allows people to sit in a chair that's not worthy of the dumpster. And then he torments his audience by allowing me to be on the radio. You know someone somewhere right now has a vendetta. Is out to get Millage just because of this. Well, the good news, we'll quit talking and we're going to hear from some coaches because it's, you know, one of the things that's happening and these days are getting longer. That means the season's getting shorter. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love watching the days get longer. It's like little drops of dopamine into my body knowing that we are getting closer to a day when I can go outside without 50 layers on. And I just absolutely love running outside and not and being able to feel my appendages. And so it's like little drops of dopamine every day knowing that the days are getting 1 minute longer each and every day. And then seeing those beautiful sunsets. There is nothing better than an Iowa sunset. And hanging out with us all morning. But sports is getting close to the end. February is going to be a huge, huge, huge month. Speaking of huge, you're going to be watching the inauguration.
I'm going to try to.
Yeah, well, it does. Huge. Wrestling's coming up. Tim Millage and I are going to get together after this broadcast, and we're going to sit down, and we're laying out some of the dynamics of the South Central Conference Wrestling Tournament that we're going to bring in just a few short weeks. It's coming like a flash. Yes, and then we got the girls' sectionals, the boys' sectionals, girls' state, boys' state. Wrestling's happening. And then how about the Lady D's and Blue Demons having a really great basketball season? We're going to talk with Coach Archer and Coach Dykes here at the end of the hour. At the front of the hour, we're going to talk some wrestling. Coach Helm's going to join us. I'm so excited. You know, the ladies have really stolen the show, I know, and so we were really going to have some good conversation there at, in their meet right now. And Coach Zach Owens, we're going to catch him. I haven't talked to him for a while because they've been busy wrestling on Saturdays. Well, we're going to wrestle into this fast hour, and you with no cartoons on the TV to watch anymore, Jacob Briggs, because your generation killed it with all this fancy technology. You don't even have television. This is crazy. You're not. Wow.
I moved to the streaming services.
I'm the old guy that's saying, get off my lawn, because I want the old days when you'd wake up and you drink your Ovaltine and you watch your cartoons. Well, we're going to take a timeout. We're coming back to Fast Hour, and all the radio continues after this timeout. We're going to talk some wrestling, lady wrestling. Coach Helm's going to join us, and we'll buckle them up because, man, we're going to go every direction, and you are going to go very fast in this Fast Hour. That is the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
My whole business just went up in flames. But my agent was there before the fire was out. We started a plan. I've got 25 employees who could be out of a job if we didn't get this place running again. My independent agent and auto owner's insurance, they made sure we didn't skip a beat. I mean, we didn't miss a single payroll. That's incredible.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
We're going to jump on the phone line, catch up with the very busy and talented head coach of the Albia Lady Wrestling Program, Coach Darren Helm. Coach, welcome in. Where are you guys at this morning?
We're up in Pella at the Pella Girls Wrestling Tournament.
You know, Coach, whenever I hear that, and I apologize, it does not get old, even though it feels so new, when I hear a girls' wrestling tournament, buddy, these are such good days for our ladies, and you don't want to quit appreciating it because it's great.
Oh, absolutely. I look forward to every competition that I can get these ladies in because they just work their tails off and they put forth, you know, maximum amount of effort. So I just love, giving them the opportunity to showcase the skills that they've acquired.
Coach, before we talk about Pella and get a breakdown from the week that was, part of your week was going over to, and I didn't realize this, that my granddaughter, yesterday I got a picture of my granddaughter as the wrestlers came over and they went over to the elementary school to hang out with the kids. I thought that was a great touch.
Yeah, it's one of the things that our school district has implemented, and a lot of times they have different sports teams and different groups come over and, you know, just give the Lincoln Center and Grant kids a high five, you know, just try to put a smile on their face on Fridays. And so it was our turn, and so we split half of our girls went to Lincoln and half to Grant, and, you know, it was a good opportunity to get our girls out in the public a little bit more and you know, just try to put a smile on kids' faces as they come to school on a Friday.
Pretty big smile on my granddaughter's face. And you know, now you got these young ladies, you know, that look at these kids that, you know, they're varsity sisters and see what they're doing, and they want to become a part of it. And I know that's what's caught hold in my household. Let's talk about this week, Coach. You know, we are getting closer and closer, and the clock is running out on the season and getting into the postseason. But tell us a little bit about the week that was.
So we had a really light week this week, actually. We didn't have any competitions this week. So the last time we were on the mat was last Saturday at the Cedar Falls Tournament.
Yeah, how'd that go, Coach? I know that was exciting, and we were going to catch up with each other, and unfortunately, you guys had to leave early, and but an opportunity to go and have a weekend out.
Yeah, yeah, we did some fundraising. Girls did a real nice job. We went up on Friday night, stayed in a hotel in Cedar Falls, and you know, just did some team bonding stuff, and then we got up early and went to the Cedar Falls wrestling tournament. One of those tournaments, we knew exactly what kind of competition we were going to run into, and it was pretty tough. Just one of those tournaments that you've got to get into those to kind of simulate what the state tournament's going to look like, where even those first round matches are you know, very competitive. And so another reason was just to kind of get out of the area. And we saw quite a few teams that we won't necessarily see any other time throughout the season. So it was a great opportunity for our girls. And we look forward to doing it again.
How about today, Coach? What are some of the big matches that you are looking forward to today? And maybe what you're really trying to get out of this weekend? Because you're as I said earlier, we're just 2 weeks away from postseason.
Oh, exactly. It's one of those, you know, there's a couple weight classes here that are going to be those that'll be like at the state tournament. And there's some that aren't quite as deep, but, you know, just getting on the mat, trying to hone our skills, because the next couple weeks we've got two competitions a week getting ready for postseason. So this is kind of a training week, trying to iron out some mistakes and things that we need to get better at. And our goal is to hopefully get multiple ladies at the state tournament here in a couple weeks.
Coach, any matches today that stand out?
You know, at 105, Serene Thompson last weekend, she had a great tournament. It's the first time she's been down to 105 pounds. She made a commitment to, you know, put herself in a good situation for herself moving forward. And, you know, last week she lost in the quarterfinals to the number nine ranked wrestler from Vinton Shelsburg, and then was able to battle back and beat her in the third place match. So 105 pounds today is a pretty tough bracket, but I look forward to seeing her show her skills, and she's one tough girl. So that's the weight class I'm really looking forward to. Paige Popson has got a pretty decent bracket here that I think she can definitely make some noise in. And so, you know, all of our girls are, you know, I told them, you know, the biggest thing right now is come regionals, come that seating meeting, I just need ammunition. Yeah. To be able to get them the best possible seed. So wrestling well here today, we can get some common opponent and even some head-to-head criteria for that seeding meeting. So that's kind of the biggest goal right now, is, you know, just giving the coaching staff the ammunition we need to get those best seeds possible.
Coach, I think about Serene and Paige and, you know, two cross-country girls. And, I think having that stamina built into you before you get to wrestling, I don't know if people understand how, while the periods are short, how much cardiovascular condition you have to be in to survive. I didn't say thrive, just survive those 6 minutes on the mat. But it certainly has to be an advantage having come in with the condition that both of them were in. Obviously, Paige dealing with some health issues, but certainly to have that cardiovascular conditioning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think over half our team is part of the cross-country program. And when those girls came in, I mean, they were running at the state cross-country meet on Saturday, and we started wrestling practice on Monday, and we haven't skipped a beat. I mean, it makes things so much easier when they come in pretty good shape. Now, wrestling shape is a little bit different, but when they have that cardiovascular base like those girls do, it just makes my life really, really easy.
Coach, I don't do this to you often, but I'm going to do it to you now. What's the ceiling for Paige Popson? It just seems like she has such a high, she's a girl that I could see standing on top of a podium.
Oh, I know that's the goal. I mean, her goal is the next step is to qualify for the state tournament and to get, you know, medal. But that girl has a state championship on her mind on a regular basis, and you know, that's, she's not going to stop until she achieves that. And you know, sometimes you don't always achieve that goal, but when that's your goal and you fall a little short, you're probably going to be on the medal stand. So I'm really, really happy where she's at, and we're gonna continue to get better here in the next couple weeks, and you know, hopefully get her to Coralville at the Extreme Arena.
Well, and I say the same thing about Serene Thompson, because I think about you last week probably was one of those big moments. But hey, you know, coming back and beating that ranked girl, you know, now you know, hey, this is in front of me. If I can win at this against this kind of competition, it's going to give me a real shot.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, the commitment that she made. She was wrestling 115. most of the year. So she made that commitment to work herself down to 105, just slowly, you know, following her descent plan. And, you know, it's going to set herself up. I'm hoping for some success here, or a little bit more success. I mean, she's had a great season so far, but, you know, she's really at, I think, what the ideal weight for her. I mean, she is putting in, she's working out twice a day, once in the morning, working with Coach Wenger. I mean, he's the nutritional guru in our program. He's been working with her in the morning and working out at practice and just doing all the right things. And I really look forward to, you know, hopefully her getting what she deserves at this point.
Coach, go have fun today, and we'll look forward to it these final weeks here as we get into the postseason. It's going to be such a great ride.
All right, Jason, thanks a lot.
Coach Darren Helm, head coach of the Allenby Lady Wrestling Program. We'll take a timeout, and the guys are on deck. Coach Zach Owen's going to join us here in just a moment. We'll come back to the fastest hour on all the radio, and you basketball junkies, also known as pumpkin chunkers. That's what the wrestling guys... That's what, Tim Folkerts and Dave Winger used to call us basketball players, pumpkin chunkers. Well, you pumpkin chunkers who want your side, you're going to get here at the bottom half of the hour. Coach Archer and Coach Dykes will join us here in just a moment as well. You're listening to the Fast Hour on All the Radio. Stay right here. You're in the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. As we wrap up another year, it's a great time to reflect on what makes CVC unique and how being a cooperative truly sets us apart from other utility providers. CVC is owned by you, our members, and exists solely to serve your needs. We offer financial benefits such as capital credits. We support our local communities through Operation Roundup. And with us, every member has a voice and every vote counts equally. CVC wishes you and your family a wonderful holiday season and a bright new year.
Get organized with a new Dakota Closet System at Menards. Dakota Closets are versatile and can be installed in any room, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets, and so much more. Use the You Create Closet Planner, available in-store or online, to design a Dakota Closet System that maximizes your space and matches your style. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Albia Chamber Main Street invites you to experience Albia. Shop, eat, and enjoy in our downtown district. Our local shops and restaurants and independent businesses are ready for you. So whether you're looking for a new outfit or home decor, unique gift idea, sweet treat, gift card, or a place to gather with friends and family, support local. Show your love to the businesses that support our community by following, engaging, and sharing their social media content. Subscribe to their emails or refer your friends and family. For more information about our upcoming events, local amenities, or great places to visit, check out our website, albiachambermainstreet.org, and follow us on Facebook.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. All right, going to talk some guy wrestling right now. Head coach Zach Owens joined. Coach, it's been a while, buddy, since we've been able to catch up with you. And I know right now you're hovering around the map because you guys are in action this morning. But, long time no see, but yet so excited about what you guys are doing.
Yeah, we had today off. We had an open mat workout. I'm out of town though. I'm at my sister's
wedding. I don't know why I had it, but that's typical for me, Coach. So tell us a little bit about the week that was, and maybe get a little update on how the guys are doing and the health of the team.
Yeah, so we had just one meet this week for varsity on Thursday night, and got two conference dual wins, and
And then we go into a pretty busy next week. We got a home meet on Tuesday and then duels on Thursday and I-35 turn on Saturday. So a pretty full week before we get closer to the postseason. But right now we've been a little banged up really ever since Christmas break. Thursday night we went into the night with about four or five of our starters out of the lineup and so, or banged up. So right now it's all about getting healthy to make that push in the postseason. But guys are starting to come back. They're doing what they need to do to get their bodies healthy, and hopefully can have them back in action soon for so we can go into conference tournament and districts as close as possible, 100%.
Coach, going into the conference tournament, what are those things that maybe you guys are really focused on? I'm so excited about the conference tournament down at Bridgeview, and we're going to be putting some whipped cream on this thing here this morning. Tim Millies and I are going to get together and work on some, making it up. But this is going to be a great time for the kids. And, of course, the postseason is always so much fun. But I know you got to think about the things you got to do to be better so that you guys can compete for those spots into the state tournament, but also to be wrestling your best.
Yeah, the conference meet's always big. And the venue this year is going to be great. And so just keeping the guys level-headed and understanding it's just another meet, but go out and individually, it's big and big on this year. We've been focusing on individually doing what we need to do to accomplish our goals. And so, team-wise, as always, will come with that. But focusing first on individually what we need to do, we're going to have some district matchups that we'll see as well at that tournament. So just individually getting better, and we've really improved on Thursday night, and so I think we're kind of getting hopefully to that peak where we can peak at the right time.
Coach, you know, you're sitting here in your first season, and you're getting to the latter part of it. As a takeaway, what's one of the things that stood out to you that, hey, this team is really, really growing here?
Kind of when I talked about the beginning of the season, we just didn't have a whole lot of leadership, and so we had to kind of find that, and it's coming in ways that I wouldn't necessarily anticipated. There's guys that are stepping up that I wouldn't really have figured to step up, and but they've done a good job of that, and just a lot of them are having to step up into spots and be more vocal than they've been in the past, and take that kind of lead, and to show, because we got a pretty young team, we got a lot of underclassmen, so they need that leadership, and just also just kind of like Thursday night, just being coachable. We had to move guys around in different spots that they weren't used to for the benefit of the team, and they did a good job of just doing it and not complaining about it. And we have some guys that are battling through some injuries right now, and they're being tough. So just the toughness is starting to show a little bit with a lot of our guys. But just understanding that, hey, we lose a couple matches, we lose a goal here or there, we don't perform well at tournament, keeping our heads up and not letting it get to us is big. And they've done a good job of that as well. We've had some tough duels, but they've done a good job being positive to their teammates and supportive win or lose.
Coach, for the seniors, they know what's at stake here. You know, they know where they're at, and you don't have to remind them that the clock is ticking. They're pretty aware of it. But talk a little bit about your seniors.
Yeah, so seniors, we got a wide range. You got your two returning qualifiers. Carter Fulkers has been doing great this year. He's really putting it on. Thursday night, he pinned a kid that wrestled in a tough match last year, and so he's opening that gap on some kids and improving. Connor Pickerel's been banged up a lot, so we haven't got to see him as much as we like to, but the big goal for him is to just get him as healthy as possible for postseason so he can make a run, hopefully, at the state tournament. And Nate Ballard, he also got a little banged up at Atoma last weekend, but he's coming back, and he's willing to do whatever it takes to qualify for the state tournament, and so I'm not really worried with him ever at all. And our heavyweight and our has been a little sick too, and so seniors have been kind of gone through it this year. And we also got Nathan Kaufman, who's been stepped up for us in a varsity spot since Connor's been out at 144, and he's fun to watch, and he'll always go 100% every time, no matter who he's against, and it really does well for us.
Coach, the thing that maybe through all of this that you kind of you've been doing this now, maybe what's that one thing that's kind of stood out, saying, "Oh, I didn't expect this challenge."
I'd say it would have to be with just the fact that injuries do happen and that you can't really dwell on them, and you have to kind of just go out there with what you got. I'm very competitive, and I want to win every duel, but sometimes you got to sit back and realize, you might not be 100%. You've got to make do with what you have, and we've had to really do that ever for a good chunk of this season. We've had to make do with what we had. And so just understanding that, you know, the biggest goal is just get the kids as healthy as possible when it matters and keep them healthy. And but, you know, understanding that we might, you know, not be able to always beat the teams that we should beat or place where we should place, but that those that did wrestle well. And I've started to understand that it's, you know, not about having every single one healthy. It's just about having them all healthy at the right time and making sure that we can do the best for them individually.
Coach, going to be exciting here. I can't wait for the conference tournament. That's going to be just, geez, we're 2 weeks away. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This season goes by fast.
Yeah, it's going to be a big spectacle in there. I think that they're going to have that stage to that, and they'll be upraised, and to my knowledge, and it's going to be, you know, we put on a pretty good show a couple years ago at Albia, yep. But this is going to be a little bit bigger level, I believe.
Well, can't wait, Coach. It's great to hear from you again. And one more thing. How's the getting the weights sorted out? Are you starting to feel confident in where your weights, you know, filling those weights? Are you still got a couple guys you're trying to move around?
Maybe one or two guys that might move around. Most of it's settled. Nate Ballard might be thinking about possibly changing, but I think we'll see how that – we're going to have to see how the weeks go. But most of our guys are right where they're at. We might have one or two that might make a little change here at the end of the season.
Coach, go have fun. Enjoy the moment. And yeah, I got a little time off here today, and that's a rare thing.
Yep, it is nice. Yep.
Well, have a great one. That is Coach Zach Owen, head coach of the Albia wrestling team, and we will take a timeout. All right, you pumpkin chunkers, it's going to be your turn here in a moment. The boys and the girls in the basketball court have been very friendly to the Blue Demons. A lot of great basketball being played this year, and the two teams that have been fighting for a conference title. Some big games this week. We'll break down those games, and again, you can see the horizon, Jacob Riggs, that really beautiful sunset we've been watching. Well, that's like what we're seeing ahead of us to the end of the season. It's coming quick. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Absolute Cleaning Systems, serving Southern and Central Iowa with locations in Albia and Des Moines, and family owned and operated since 2014. Absolute Cleaning Systems, best service, best pricing, and best value. We are a full service cleaning company specializing in carpet and all flooring, also offering commercial janitorial cleaning for your business. Simply put, it's cleaning the way you want it done, combining the best equipment and knowledge with the best technicians and superior service. Schedule your appointment today by visiting absolutecleaningsystems.com.
When it comes to your insurance for your home, auto, farm, and business, think about your very own hometown insurance company, GNP Insurance. Right here in Albia for 12-plus years, family-owned and operated. We are proud of our hometown just like you are. From the wonderful Welcome Home Soldier Monument to all the local businesses thriving in our community, the wonderful churches and kids excelling throughout our community. We are proud of Albia just like you. Proud to support, serve, and protect our community. Next time you think of your insurance and protection needs, think of GNP Insurance. Give us a call and go Big Blue.
Conley and Price Dumpster Rentals in Albia. Owned and operated by Aaron Conley, Dennis Conley, and Larry Price. Serving all of southern Iowa and northern Missouri. For years, two family-owned businesses have been serving this community, and now they're introducing their newest business. Offering roll-off dumpsters for construction, commercial, and residential. Whether it's small cleanup or a major project, they've got the right dumpster for the job. Conley and Price Dumpster Rentals in Albia. The best price guaranteed.
Attention all archery enthusiasts. It's time to upgrade your bow game with the latest arrival of Hoyt and Expedition bows at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the new Hoyt and Expedition bows will elevate your archery experience. Bluff Creek Archery also offers great selections of quality used bows, perfect for those looking for high performance at a great value. Carrying all the accessories you need and offering service, repairs, and adjustments for all brands. Hit your mark with Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
And home of all four playoff games. Yes, that's right. You heard it correctly. All your playoff action right here on Thunder Country, KIIC. And home of the Lady D's and Blue Demons. Let's catch up with Coach Kevin Archer, head coach of the Blue Demons. Coach, what a difficult week in terms of competition and sharpening the sword. This was a sharpen the sword kind of week. You guys faced a gauntlet and a big win to finish the week last night with the EBF. But, boy, I think your team had a lot of opportunities to learn a lot of lessons this week.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously not the record that we envisioned for the week. But, you know, if we can learn from our mistakes and understand that there's still quite a few things that we need to get better at, then it's a good week for us. But, yeah, that Knoxville team we played Tuesday, I said it earlier to somebody, I can't remember, but that's as good of a Knoxville team as I've seen since I've been here, just from a talent standpoint and what they have on their roster and the things that they're able to do. That's the best Knoxville team I think I've ever seen. And, you know, and down 11 in the third, you know, and we're getting stops. We had four straight possessions where we really could have cut into that lead and we don't take advantage of it. And then follow that up with a couple of turnovers, and Knoxville's just too good of a team to turn the ball over against. And you got to make shots. And I thought we were getting pretty good looks. They just weren't going in. And so that game ends up being a little bit, the score doesn't quite tell the full story, but you know, just disappointed there. And then turn around Thursday, play a good Newton team, obviously not from a record standpoint, maybe around 500, but when you look at the teams they play, you gain a lot of respect for the type of team Newton is. And, you know, losing to Norwalk by 5 or 6, and we get them that Thursday after that. And so a really good Newton team, but a team that we very easily could have beat. And another night that we didn't see the ball go in the basket, and you know, obviously in part to the two defenses that we saw that night as well. But and then last night to come out and get to see the ball go back in the basket a little bit for us was huge, just to get some confidence back, because we got a lot of big games ahead of us.
Absolutely, Coach. Last night, that's how you want to finish the week. I mean, it was a dominating win, and you guys were hitting on all cylinders. And I know as a coach, that's what you want to take in after a difficult week, a tough week. And I mean that in terms of the competition. Again, people, right. Newton's record is not indicative. This team is beat Pella Christian. They played with the Knoxville. It was only a 5-point game to Knoxville, so that was no chump you played against Newton. But to finish the week with a positive and an impressive win certainly gives you a good flavor going into a road trip next week.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of disappointment, I think, because we felt like, you know, really 2-1 would have been a great week, and we definitely could have went 2-1. And but again, hopefully, and I told the guys before the Eddyville game, I said, you know, being 0-2 this week going into this game means that we're going to be focused. You know, I felt that way. We knew that we had to come out and be a better team Friday than we had been the night before. So, you know, that the two losses made us a little bit more prepared and a little bit more focused for that Friday game, probably. But yeah, I mean, definitely some disappointment, but there's a lot of season left, and if we can learn, and you know, sometimes you play teams that you're better than,
right?
And you're making mistakes, but it doesn't hurt you, so you're not learning from your mistakes, because in the end you still get the win. And when you lose games, you can go back and say, hey, see, these are things that we're not good enough at yet, and these are things that are truly hurting us.
Well, Coach, I look at the schedule. Of course, Sheraton and Clark this week on the road. But you continue to play well in conference, and you get a February 7th rematch against Knoxville. And, you know, you keep playing the kind of basketball you've been playing, and that final conference game of the year could come down to a share of the conference title.
Right. I mean, we've definitely had some tough conference games prior to that one, but I do think that's a positive of our team. I don't know. There's nobody in that locker room after that Knoxville game that was going to be scared to play them again. You know, I mean, a really good team, but we know that we're better than what we showed on Tuesday, and we know there's a lot of things we can do differently in that rematch. But yeah, like you said, it's one game at a time. I mean, it's not an easy place to go win.
Nope.
In Sheraton, and Sheraton's playing a heck of a lot better. They just won a road game at Davis County, and so a better team, better Sheraton team than what we played the first time, and we really got to be ready to play.
Yeah, there is no gimmies and never a gimme against Sheraton. And for that matter, any conference game, and particularly on the road, Coach. But enjoy the weekend off, and you'll be right from the kettle to the frying pan. That's been the way it's been since the Christmas break. So enjoy this moment, and we'll see you next week, Coach.
All right, thanks for having us on.
Head coach Kevin Archer, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, and impressive win last night. Big win over the EBF, the Rockets. And, folks, that Newton basketball team is a good basketball team, and I know they'd like to have that one back. And I'm looking forward to a February 7th rematch. It could, Jacob Briggs. I do believe it will be for a share of the conference title. But we will take a timeout. We'll come back, and we're going to talk some Lady basketball. They had an equally challenging week. Boy, some really good basketball and a team that's playing its best basketball in a long time. And we got the coach in the house. We're going to talk about our girls when we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Those who appreciate the rewards of working hard and getting the job done right should know your local Kubota dealership is now hiring. If you'd like to join the Belzer Equipment team that proudly represents the most dependable equipment in America, there's never been a better time. Apply online at belzerequip.com under the careers page, or come see our family atmosphere in person on Highway 34 in Albia. Kubota, together we do more.
Need supplies for your farm or construction project? Head to Lathrop & Sons Supply Store in Albia. They buy and sell top quality farm and construction supplies, including fencing, livestock water systems, feed bunks, gates, hay rings. You name it, they've got it. Need water line and plumbing supplies? They've got that too. And don't forget their dry shod boots for all weather comfort. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5, located on Highway 5, just across from the Monroe County Fairgrounds. If you need it on the farm, you'll find it at Lathrop & Sons Supply Store in Albia.
Streaming our signal around the world at KIICradio.com.
All right, Jacob Briggs. Do you know who that is? Who's that playing? Jacob, do you know who that's playing?
No comment.
You don't even know a John Cougar Mellencamp song, ROCK in the USA. You know that? But you played it well. You played it well, Jacob Briggs, the best producer in all the business. We're going to have to get him educated on his vintage. And that just doesn't make sense that you wouldn't know John Cougar Mellencamp. Does not make sense to me. But we're going to work it out. All right, to those out there who know John Cougar Mellencamp, you're already going to know that this was a good week for Lady D basketball. EBF, the Rockets, came to town last night, Coach. But this is a difficult week for you, for the ladies. And like the guys, you had three really good opponents, Knoxville, Newton, and EBF. Two big wins, a huge win over Knoxville. Almost a 22-point win, Coach, and then another double-digit win over Newton, and of course the Rockets last night. They are, they're really good.
Yeah, they're good.
They're really good.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was a great week. You know, going 2-for-3, and the loss being against the number one team in Class 2A, you can't really ask for a better week, really. I mean, obviously we wanted to compete a little bit better against Eddyville and see that game a little closer. I think, honestly, like, the Newton game was so scrappy. It was such a hard game. Newton's really physical. They play, you know, they're a 4A school. They play in a really tough conference, and there's just a lot that goes on in those games. And so we had a lot of bodies hit the floor on Thursday night. But the girls came out, and, you know, they gave all the effort that they could, and they played so hard. And we just had, you know, just some moments. We tried to make some adjustments defensively to throw Eddyville off, and, you know, they made their own adjustments. And so it's hard to do that and beat a team like Eddyville.
You just hope that you can go out and get better and compete, correct? Yeah. And that's in every game, regardless of the opponent. You know, oftentimes we look at the left and the right side of the scoreboard, and it's the indicator on that night. But what you want every night is that middle, to which is the time that's running, to be filled with being your best.
Yeah, you got to learn from it. I mean, that's, you know, it's really good that we're playing. Like, it was nice to be able to play a team like Newton and a team like Eddyville to really see what it takes to play at that next level, you know, a step up in our game compared to some of the games that we had been playing. So it is important to learn and grow and see what we need to do to get better, because postseason's coming up quick.
What was some of the big contributors this week, Coach?
You know, I Lily DeMoss had a great game. She scored, I think, 19 points, and Addie Harrington had 9, too. We had 7 kids contribute, and normally we have 9, so, you know, 7 kids contributing points against Eddyville.
Yeah.
That's a great thing, and, you know, and against Newton, we did have 9 contributors, so we had some really nice, nice minutes from everybody on the team. But Lily again kind of led us with 13, and then Addie Harrington had 9 again. But then we had 6 from Liv, Bree, and Aaliyah, it looks like. So, or I guess maybe Emma Kiffer, actually. Aaliyah had 4. So, you know, but everybody's scoring, everybody's contributing, and they're doing so much more on, you know, I think the points don't always matter as much as what is happening to contribute to our points,
right?
And so, you know, against Eddyville, we didn't see it as much because we didn't press them. We tried to throw them off with a little bit of man and do some different things. And they obviously, because they're long, they break the press a little bit easier. You know, we saw that in the first time we played them. But, you know, other teams, when we're pressing and pushing, our press really leads to our offense. And so you see that in assists.
Yep.
You see that in so many other things. And we get a ton of shots up. You know, I don't know what we average, but we shoot 50 or 60 shots a game, which is a huge amount for us. And that means we get a bunch of rebounds, too. We had 52 rebounds, I think, against Knoxville. You know, our shooting percentage wasn't great. But, you know, if you aren't shooting the ball as accurately, getting more opportunities is going to help you in the
absolutely.
Long run. So, you know, right now, maybe the last couple games, the girls, I think they're a little down because they feel like they haven't been shooting as well. And we haven't percentage-wise, but we're getting as many shots or more. And that's important. We need to continue to do that as we move forward. And hopefully that accuracy will come along.
Coach, the week ahead, Pella Christian, Sheraton, and Clark.
Yeah, another big week. Yeah. Pella Christian's going to be a tough one. And then we've got 2 conference opponents at their place. So that's always going to be a tougher competition as well. It's a long travel week, you know, and everything will come really quick. Not a whole lot of time to prepare, but we just do what we can and get down to business. So
when do we get the postseason brackets out? Do we
not to the first week of February?
Is it first week? Okay. Well, you know,
it's coming. So we just wait and see.
Yeah, it's coming.
Keep
quick.
Playing, and we talk about that. You know, it's important down the stretch, especially these games are vital because Pella Christian, again, they play in a tough conference.
Mm-hmm.
So those things are taken into account, you know, our opponents schedule, our opponents wins and losses, but also, you know, the people that our opponents play. So we've got to, we really do want to show a good performance so we can get maybe a higher seed or home, you know, home option game in the first round.
A home game and they play,
it'd be great.
Playing so good. Yeah. Congratulations, Coach. Another good week for you guys.
Yep, thanks.
All right, Head Coach Katie Dykes, so we're going to take a time out. We're coming back, and we'll wrap up this fast hour. That is the Coach's Corner. Jacob Briggs, who's this? Oh, we're gonna spend some extra time after hours working on this one. When we come back to the fast hour on all the radio, we'll wrap things up here. 4 playoff games right here, Jacob Briggs, right here in your home to all sports in Southern Iowa.
Get in, get out, and get on with your day, and get in on the savings at Jim and Charlie's. Bush and Bush Light and 24 packs are $19.99 with deposit. 12-pack Coke products, $5.99 with deposit. 24-pack 7-Up products, $10.99 plus deposit. USDA Select New York Strips are $8.99 per pound. Top Round Roast at $4.99 per pound. Prego Pasta Sauce, 23 to 24 ounce, $2.29. Stop in at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with 2 great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
My whole business just went up in flames, but my agent was there before the fire was out. We started a plan.
I've got 25 employees who could be out of a job if we didn't get this place running again. My independent agent and auto owner's insurance, they made sure we didn't skip a beat. I mean, we didn't miss a single payroll. That's incredible.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Anna Siva, Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. As we wrap up another year, it's a great time to reflect on what makes CVC unique and how being a cooperative truly sets us apart from other utility providers. CVC is owned by you, our members, and exists solely to serve your needs. We offer financial benefits such as capital credits, we support our local communities through Operation Roundup, and with us, every member has a voice and every vote counts equally. CVC wishes you and your family a wonderful holiday season and a bright new year.
Get organized with a new Dakota Closet System at Menards. Dakota Closets are versatile and can be installed in any room, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets, and so much more. Use the You Create Closet Planner, available in-store or online, to design a Dakota Closet System that maximizes your space and matches your style. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
Welcome back, and Jacob, where did this hour go?
That's a good question.
Fast, buddy. So like this season, I was looking ahead at... what we've got going on wrestling-wise, it's February is dancing on the doorstep. And let's see here. I know that Friday, January 31st, Central Decatur, Albia, Sheraton. We're going to be there on location to bring that to you. And then we're going to turn around and do the conference wrestling tournament down at Bridgeview.
That's right.
Really looking forward to that. Tim Ellich is on his way over here to Albia. He's coming over here, and we're going to hang out here this morning and kind of talk things through and lay some logistics out. We're going to broadcast that, make it a big deal. It's going to be a lot of fun. You guys are going to have a ton of work because it's going to be quite the broadcast. And so it'll require lots and lots of hands to probably get Elon involved and the crew from Sheraton. Boy, Ben Johnson is he's brilliant.
Absolutely.
That guy is like, man, he's going to help us put together some of the video and extras. And mm-hmm. We'll probably have some surprises. We're not going to dump it all on you right now. You know, we'd like to keep a little up our sleeves, but you want to be there in person, watch it, but you also will want to watch and listen into the broadcast. It's going to be a ton of fun. But, Jacob, it's going to start Friday the 31st.
That's right.
Right? And then the next day on Saturday, we're going to do the conference tournament. And then the next week, we'll be at the Extreme Arena broadcasting the Girls State Wrestling Tournament on February 6th and 7th. Followed up with the sectional wrestling that's going to go on. And we're going to have four locations, Pleasantville, Ballard, 1A, 2A, 3. We're going to have it all covered.
That's right.
Centerville, Williamsburg and Carlisle, so it's going to be a lot to throw together, but we're going to be able to get that done, and that's then in a very short turnaround because it's just one weekend sectionals and then the state. So the 15th, We're doing sectional wrestling.
Districts.
There are districts. I think it's sectionals now. Isn't that called sectionals? Or is it called districts?
They got rid of sectionals.
Yeah, you're right. It's backwards. I'm getting districts and sectionals. Okay, all right. I got it backwards. But Jacob, hey, you know what? You did not know Eddie Money, but you did not know John Cougar Mellencamp. And we're turning you into a wrestling guru.
Yeah.
What's happened?
I don't know.
Man. I'm almost proud. I almost feel like I like a proud father here today, seeing you grow. You're giving the old man a lesson. Jacob, you knew nothing about wrestling before you came up here.
Not really, no.
Although you do WWE. Were you into that?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that stuff.
Still today?
Not as much, but.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good. All right. No. But we will get to the state wrestling. So the 15th is district wrestling.
Yes.
And they did away with sectional wrestling. So all we have is district wrestling. And then we turn around, and on the 19th, we're at Wells Fargo Arena starting the state wrestling tournament. And it feels a week further back. Is that right? It is.
It does feel like that.
And wow. Man, we're going to be busy. Can't wait to get with the other outlaws, Jason Stewart, Joe Sinclair, Shane Holmes is going to join us as well. And, of course, Travis Zapital, the ref, will be back up with us. And we're going to have a whole bunch of fun. We definitely are the outlaws. we live up to the name. So it's going to be a ton of fun. Jacob, so what you got planned for the rest of the weekend? It's here.
Just planning to stay warm.
Good luck. I don't want you reading the weather. I do not want you reading. I think it's best if we just look at the sun. Will the sun be out? Are we going to have any sun? Just give me that part of it.
It'll be cloudy, obviously, in the overnight. But yeah, tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny, and of course on Monday it'll be sunny as well. So
it's sunny.
Yep.
So yeah.
You got that.
To look forward to. You understand, Jacob. You just got to find the little drops of dopamine to get you through. That's what every day is getting longer. Just hang on to that one, Jacob. Hang on to that one. That's what I've been hanging on to. Because, baby, hold on to me. Did you know that was Eddie Money? Do you have any idea who Eddie Money is?
No.
No, you don't. Oh, and you're playing the music. You just play it. So what is, but you're a rapper, though, so you don't even. Yeah. Yes. How's the rapping going?
Not bad.
Not bad. Are you got anything new you're going to release that we need to know about?
Not that I know of for the time being.
You like writing, though?
Yes.
Like writing a lot. Wait a second, Jacob. What is that?
That is the outro.
That's me. I got to wrap it up. Can you believe? Jacob Briggs, we might get this done on time. I may not mess this final minute up. What people don't realize, when you hear that music, that is the cue. Jason. The countdown is on. It's 1 minute in this minute-long exit music. It's a good riff. Did you work on that riff?
I did.
He did not do it. Hey, we're going to be working on keeping you busy this weekend because it's going to be cold outside, but we'll keep you warm with 4 playoff games. Your sports leader in Southern Iowa. And we're home of the Cyclones, too. Playing some really good basketball. Cyclones, number 2 in the country. Could they win a national title, Jacob? Stump the Chumps is coming too, buddy. It's all, man, we're moving fast, and that's okay. Longer days and shorter seasons. I'm all right with it. You've been listening to Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jacob Briggs, have a great Saturday.
You too.
The only.